All right, welcome to this part of the podcast covering the 10 types of people who will be destroyed or dead starting in 2022. I just want to be clear as a disclaimer. I don't celebrate death of anyone or wish death upon anyone. In fact, I've dedicated most of my adult life to teaching people how to not die and, you know, how to be a prepper, how to use nutrition and foods, how to prevent cancer, prevent diabetes, all these things, how to be aware, awake, alert, alive, healthy, all that stuff. So I'm not happy that people are going to die, but it is a global depopulation plan, and they've ensnared a lot of people in this plan. So, you know, they've woven a giant web. A lot of people have been caught up in it, like in Shelob's web from Lord of the Rings, just caught in the web. So here we go, the 10 types of people who won't make it. Number one, people who love to have the mark of the beast implants, the digital implants. You know, a lot of these younger people in particular, they just can't wait to be all Borgified. It's like, insert something in me, you know, embed it, put it under the skin, put it in the skull. I can't wait to be augmented. You know, they're all into transhumanism. And these are the kind of people who have, you know, like a toilet flushing app that works in the cloud. So to flush their toilet, they have to click a button and it has to go to the Amazon servers and then it has to go through the cloud and come back to their toilet, which is like a Bluetooth toilet talking to their home server. Now, these people are literally crapping in the cloud. You know, they don't like to have a lever that doesn't need all this technology to function. These are the people who were locked out of their homes when Amazon AWS went down a couple weeks ago. You know, they were on their porches screaming at their phones, "Let me in, let me in." The cloud doesn't hear you there, Joe. The cloud is down. You should have had a key, you know, a physical key. But anyway, these people, they can't wait to be all chipped up. And they're going to find out very quickly that the microchips are really there so that they can be efficiently processed in the Holocaust. Just like IBM sold punch card machines to the Third Reich so that Nazis could more efficiently process the Jewish Holocaust victims. You know, punch card machines, remember that? IBM and the Holocaust. Yeah, it's a true part of history that they don't like to talk about. And the Holocaust is back in a different form. Vaccines, vaccine passports, and microchips. Let's just put it this way. Any person who wants big tech to know where they are at all times is suicidal. Or maybe big government for that matter. Okay. Number two, the second type here. People, these are people who are going to die, they'll be destroyed or dead starting in 2022. People who keep taking booster shots. What is it with the booster shots? What's happening in the minds of these people where they say, well, gosh, turns out the first two shots didn't work. Therefore, let's take another one and another one and another one. And the only reason we need another one is because the ones we just took also don't work. So we need another one. It's truly insane. It's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But they love to take booster shots. So these people have, well, we'll call it like vaccine-assisted suicide. Have some kind of weird twisted dependence on the needle. They're not really substance abusers in the traditional sense, but they are substance addicted to the vaccine needle. They gotta have that needle to feel okay. And after they get the needle injected into them, then they can breathe a sigh of relief. Oh, thank God I'm protected now. Oh, even though they're not. Their immune systems are being obliterated, which is why they need another booster. So these are the people, if they even live long enough, who are going to beg the authorities, please roll out a monthly booster shot. We want a monthly booster. Yeah, they won't last long. Okay, number three, people who hate prepping and refuse to prep. There's a lot of people like this. A lot of people who are opposed, philosophically opposed to prepping. And I've found that these people, for whatever reason, these are people who like to have really, really ultra clean homes. And they don't want to clutter anything with an extra something. Like, even you look at their pantry, there's nothing in here. And they're like, isn't it so clean? Yeah, but there's nothing in here. You have no food, but it's so clean. You know, And well, shouldn't you have maybe a bag of rice, you know, to fall back on? Just one bag? Oh, that would cause clutter. Okay. All right, I see where you're coming from. You would rather die than have the shelves full here in your pantry. Okay. But there are people like that, and they won't last long. Because, I mean, let's face it, being a prepper, it does involve, you know, collecting stuff. You know, like my, I just bought 3 sewing machines, you know, I shared that publicly. Or I have a 55-gallon drum of isopropyl alcohol, you know, for first aid. It's just the scale at which I tend to do prepping. But I also, I'm a community prepper. I know I'm going to share things with the community. So I tend to over purchase things thinking I'm going to be donating to churches and donating to local people, you know, in the middle of chaos and whatever. That's just the way I run things. Not everybody's got to do it that way, but to do any kind of prepping, you're going to have some stuff. You're going to have some ammo. Probably, you know, you're going to have a couple flashlights. You're going to have a stack of batteries. You're going to have some food pails and buckets. It's all important. Water filters, all of it. And don't forget, you're going to need a lot of buckets and bags. Lots of containers. Because when the power goes out, you're going to be moving stuff by hand. I found that out the hard way. So yeah, people who hate prepping won't live long at all. Okay, number 4. People who get all their information from CNN, NPR, and MSNBC. These people won't last long because they're living in the artificial bubble matrix false reality, obviously. And so they're not able to process the real world at all. And when reality hits, it's going to hit them right upside the head, and they're not going to do very well. Even a lot of people who they think they're informed and they watch, let's say, some independent media. Maybe they start watching Fox News, which is not independent, but then maybe they watch a little OAN, and maybe eventually somehow they turn on a little bit of Brighteon.tv, and they're thinking, hey, I got, you know, this is, I'm getting some good information. But if you don't translate it into action, it doesn't matter. So there's a category of people I call the cognitive preppers, which is that they're really good at prepping in their minds. They know all the stuff that they should have and all the skills that they should learn and they got all the plans of how to bug out and everything, but they don't actually have any of that stuff. And prepping is not a mental exercise. It is a physical exercise. It's a skills exercise. I mean, granted, part of it's mental, you know, the skills part, the knowledge part and so on, but a lot of it is physical. It's about physically having the food, the medicine, the water filters, the firearms, the self-defense, the night vision goggles, whatever you're into. Your super secret helicopter drone perimeter defense system. I don't know. I don't know what you have. People get some interesting stuff these days. But for those who are just tuning in to CNN and NPR, they're just going to be told the fake broadcast from the fake president at the fake Oval Office with the fake window in the background is like, everything's fine. No need to panic. The banks will reopen in 3 days. You know, and people go, oh, we were told everything's just fine. All we have to do is stay calm. And we just have to sit here and do what we're told. And we're all going to be fine. Okay, good luck. They won't be around very long. I'm not even going to go into how they're going to die, but because I don't want to get into those details. That, you know, the gangs are going to take them out. You know that, right? The violent gangs. Okay. Number 5, people who still live in the cities and have no self-defense skills, which is almost everybody that lives in the city. Most people have never studied any self-defense, which is fine if you're not in the middle of a giant death zone. But the cities are death zones. In any kind of collapse, the cities are the death zones. When the power goes out, oh, when the banking system goes down, the food stamps stop working, law enforcement, telecom stops working, the cities are just total chaos, anarchy, violence, mayhem. It's like the purge on steroids every day. And if in that environment you don't know how to run a Glock, clear a jam, shoulder a rifle, use an elbow, you know, you don't know how to observe people but not be seeing yourself, you're not going to fare very well in that environment. Cities are high-density death traps. And, well, we're going to see the collapse of cities coming up. All right, number six, people who keep all their assets in dollars and electronic deposits but don't own anything that's real. You know, these people, a lot of these people live a very sparse lifestyle. For whatever reason, a lot of these people are currently living in Puerto Rico, because in Puerto Rico, you can, there's like a tax-free situation there. All the money you make, you pay no taxes on it as long as you spend a certain amount of time in Puerto Rico. So people are doing that and they're saving a ton of money, and but they're living a very sparse life there. Don't have much in the way of supplies or firearms or, you know, emergency backup gear, things like that. And but a lot of them tend to have a lot of electronic assets. They're big into Bitcoin, they're big into stocks, they're big into trading, they're like day traders and options traders and commodities traders and so on. Okay, great. Great. Until the global reset takes place and all that stuff goes to zero, because it's all electronic. It's not real. None of it's real. So what the smart people are doing, people who've done well in Bitcoin or well in, you know, trading or stocks or whatever, selling half of their stuff and then buying farms and, you know, land and a home or a cabin or something that's real, and they're loading up on sometimes silver or gold, ammo, and they might still keep half of their assets in the digital form just in case there's more upside yet to be achieved. But they're selling out half and translating it into gear. Those are the smart folks. But for me personally, I don't own any stocks or bonds or options or crypto at all, period. Zip, zero. So my exposure in a collapse is zero. I've converted everything into something physical. 100%. That's why I have three sewing machines, you see. and a couple of tractors. You know, the old John Deere tractors that have no electronics in them, things like that. And, you know, quite a few firearms and so on and so forth. All physical. All right, the next group of people who will be destroyed or dead starting in 2022. Is people who trust the false authority of the CDC, the FDA, the media, and government. Because if you believe those people, they're going to lead you to your death, because they are running a global depopulation program, obviously. Only people who are skeptical of the false authority have a chance of making it. You got to be skeptical. You got to have some skepticism. Say, you know, when the CDC comes out, or Fauci, he's like a little evil year-end elf. He comes out, little evil elf announcement. Oh, we're going to have to vaccinate everybody on all domestic flights, whatever. You got to say, dude, you're nuts. We don't believe in you. You have no authority over me. I'm going to live my life without your tyranny. Thank you very much, evil elf. And say no to the fake news media. Say no to government that's trying to ruin your life. Say no to your local school board that's trying to turn your children into little automatons, little obedient zombies with the zombie walk. Stretch your hands out so you can social distance while you're wearing your mask. And they're all walking around like actual zombies. It's just beyond insane. You got to say no to that crap. And take your life back from these lunatics. Don't believe in the false authority of the so-called government, which wasn't even elected anyway. Number eight, people who don't believe in nutrition and do nothing to boost their immune function. So there are quite a few people out there that just eat at restaurants every day and they don't supplement with anything good. They're not taking, you know, supplements at all. They're not boosting nutrition, boosting immune function. They're not even taking zinc or vitamin D or vitamin C, not even the basics, much less the other stuff like artemisinin, you know, wormwood extract, the elderberry extract, quercetin, you know, these all natural supplements. They're not into superfoods. They're not going to do that well, because your immune system is the answer to this whole thing, by the way. Natural immunity works against everything. It's like the other day, the U.S. Army came up with some new, what did they call it? Ferritin spike nanoparticle vaccine. And they were all excited about that. Oh my God, it works against variants. And I'm saying, oh, you mean like the immune system does? You mean you came up with a vaccine that, if it works as promised, is almost as good as me doing nothing? That's amazing. That's taxpayer money put to good use once again in military research. You've developed something that works almost as good as doing nothing. That's impressive. Maybe if we gave you more money, you could develop something that works even worse than doing nothing. Yeah, because that's what the military does with money. So you got to get into nutrition if you're not already. Nutrition is the answer. Just listen to Dr. Zev Zelenko. He'll tell you the same thing. Dr. Mercola talking about vitamin D. All the doctors that I know, all the health experts that I know are talking about nutrition. This is the answer. You want to activate your immune system? Boom, vitamin D is the answer. All right, number 9. Who's not going to make it? People who have faith in technology rather than faith in God. So all these people that want to worship their techno gods and their technocrats, and they want to worship the mRNA. You know, the mRNA, messenger RNA. And they love the fact that there's a messenger RNA injected into their bodies. I was joking around with Pastor Leon Benjamin in an interview recently. I said, hey, we need the messenger JC, right? He's a messenger Jesus Christ. That's right. That's what we need in our lives. We don't need the messenger RNA in our blood. We need the messenger Jesus Christ in our hearts. Yeah. And he loved that. Yeah, we had a great time in that interview. Leon Benjamin, great guy. He's running for Congress, by the way, in Georgia, I believe. Yeah, I think he's in a district in, I think it's in Georgia. Yeah. Check out my interview with Leon Benjamin. Wonderful man. It's on Brighteon.com. But by the way, Dr. Bhakti put out a very interesting video over the last few days. And I forgot the exact title, but he was talking about how the actual mechanism of damage, how the vaccines are killing people, and how their organs are being destroyed. And it's because the messenger RNA injected into their arm circulates through their whole body. Then the mRNA invades the cells of the organs, like the heart, the liver, the lungs, the brain, and so on. And it instructs those organ cells to start generating spike proteins. And the spike proteins are, of course, you know, foreign matter. They're invaders. They're the weapon. And so your heart tissue, for example, starts expressing spike protein on it, the outside cells of your heart, like the outer edge of your heart muscle. And then what happens is your body, the killer lymphocytes show up and start trying to kill that tissue because it's expressing the spike protein. So then your body is attacking your heart. Your body is attacking your liver. Your own body is attacking all these key organs, and then, of course, you have organ failure, and that's how things go bad. That's how the vaccine turns your body against itself. These are, in essence, autoimmune disorders, and that's why they keep finding lymphocytes all over the lungs and the heart tissue of people who died after taking the vaccine. This all comes from autopsies, by the way. These are from autopsies. They're like, what are all these lymphocytes doing all over these organs? Huh? Because they got instructions to create spike proteins. Huh. Funny how that works. So if you have faith in technology instead of faith in God, in other words, if you believe the genetic alteration scientists instead of having faith in the incredible nanotech immune system that God gave you, that you were born with, by the way, you were born in the image of God and you were born with the perfect immune system. You were born with the right DNA. You just have to support it with nutrition that we already talked about and not assault your body with dangerous technology such as mRNA injections. All right. And then number 10, well, gosh, I kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier, but it's people who live connected to the cloud and don't have any off-grid skills. So you know these people, they can't drive around a city without using Google Maps or something. Completely, their whole lives are tied into Google for whatever reason. All the email is Gmail. All the maps are Google Maps. Everything is Google this, Google that. It's like they can't function. It's like they're already half cyborg because Google is an extension of who they are. It's like, hey, bro, read a paper map. You know, read the road signs, navigate, know your compass directions. Just go old school Boy Scouts here for a minute. Where does the sun come up? Oh, it comes up in the east. Every day? Yes, every day. Comes up in the east every single day. Wow, they don't even know that. Their whole lives are connected to the cloud. They don't know what to do without the cloud. People have refrigerators that are tied into the cloud. You know that? People have refrigerators that tell them when to reorder stuff. That, to me, that's just so pathetic. Like you have such a lack of faith in your own intelligence that you doubt your ability to open the door and look in there. Oh, that might be too confusing to open the door and look. Ah, we're out of milk. You know, whatever. No, they have to have cloud computing, bar scanning, control systems, predictive analysis. You're going to run out of milk in 3.7 days. Shall I order more for you? Or people have these Alexa devices in their homes. And from what I've heard, of course, I don't own an Alexa device, but from what I've heard, they've started recommending all kinds of weird things to people. Like you say, hey, Alexa, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? And Alexa says, oh, it's going to be sunny and, you know, 47 degrees. And by the way, based on your question, you might be interested in some heavy-duty winter socks. Would you like me to add them to your cart? All right, Alexa does that to people. You know how hard I would bitch slap that machine if any Alexa said that to me? I would sledgehammer that thing. That Alexa would be in pieces. What are you trying to sell me socks? What? No. You're buying a spy machine and installing it in your home. Why would you be crazy enough to do that? Why would anybody do that? Why do people buy the Ring doorbells? It's really like Lord of the Rings, one ring to bind them all, right? And keep them in darkness or whatever that saying was. People buy video cameras so that Amazon can watch them getting dressed and recommend wardrobe suggestions. Did you know that? People put video cameras in their bedrooms that are connected to Amazon. Did you know that? I'm not even making that up. People do that. It's an Amazon thing. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke, but no, they actually have that. It's like, oh, let's just get undressed in front of the whole Amazon crew. Say hi, wave to all the programmers, all the creepy nerds who are watching this, and then let the AI system make some wardrobe recommendations. It's like, what? You can't choose your own clothes? Are you so stupid? You can't choose what to wear. You know, we had a name for kids like that when I was growing up. It's a name that's not allowed to be used anymore. It's a descriptor, actually. I'll just say it here once for historical purposes. I would never say this in our modern times, but that word is called retarded. If you don't know what to wear, you're retarded. That's the way it used to be. Now you're just waiting for the cloud to update or something. No, what's wrong with you people? And then for whatever reason, these same people, they don't have any off-grid skills. They don't know how to do anything in the real world, like, you know, change a tire. Change a tire? They don't know how to sharpen a pencil. What's a pencil? You know, people were shocked the other day, even when I... Remember when I said that everybody should buy a foot-powered bicycle pump? Because you can pump up your car tires with it, you know? I literally had some people say, that can't be. How can you pump up your car tires? I'm like, you press it with your foot, man. You just pump air into your car tires. You attach the nozzle to the valve stem. You know, it's like, what? You need instructions for this? Attach the nozzle to the valve stem and you press it with your foot. and the tire goes bigger and bigger. They're like, but the car's too heavy. I'm like, oh my God, you don't understand air. I'm so sorry. Okay, let's back up. Let's back up. Tell me, go read the PSI on your car tire for me, please. That the PSI, that's pounds per square inch of tire pressure. Tell me, go find that number. Tell me what that number is, please. And then they go, you know, they go find the number, come back. It's 36. 36. Okay, okay. Now go look online. You can use Google if you want, because you're a Google cloud nut job. Go look, what is the inflation pressure of, let's say, like a 10-speed bicycle or a 20-speed, whatever they are these days, you know, with the narrow tires, the 26-inch wheels. What's the tire pressure on that? And they look it up. Oh, it's like 60. Okay, okay. Can you pump up a bicycle tire with a bicycle tire pump? You know, and they go, I guess so. That's right, right. Okay, and that's 60 PSI, right? Right. Okay. Could you pump up a tire that was only 36 PSI with that? And they're like, you can see that the math is going in their head. Ah, that 60 minus 36 is the second derivative. What quantitative easing is a blah, blah, spit out. I don't know. Yeah, try it, you fool. Just take a bicycle pump. Pump up your car tire with, do it once in your life, for God's sake. Are you a retard? Just do it once. It's like, ah. And when you master that, I'll teach you how to sharpen a pencil, okay? We're starting at kindergarten with you, because you've been living in the cloud. You are like a cloud moron. And we're going to have to instruct you in the real world now how to do things, okay? We're going to cover like flatware on Tuesday. This is the fork. Yeah. I don't know how people can live their lives just completely immersed in the cloud. Especially some of these coders are like, I'm going to dominate the world with my super awesome code. And they just sit in the basement. There's no light and their skin turns pale. I'm a super coder. Yeah. And then you're like, can you help feed the chickens? And they're like, no. So you know everything about code. You can't feed chickens. Well, what good are you then? Exactly. Now, see, the reason you and I find this funny is because we all grew up in a world where we had to do things in the real world. This is all before the cloud, right? We grew up before the internet. Thank God, because we don't want our childhood adventures plastered all over Facebook forever. I feel sorry for these kids today. They're getting a cell phone when they're like 7. Their whole life is now permanently recorded and going to be used against them. And they have no clue. At least our lives are long forgotten, at least our childhood lives, right? Thank goodness for that. But we learn real things, you know, like I had a real tree swing. I had a real tree house. We had a sandbox when I was really young. We played in the sandbox, you know. You make things with sand. And then you put little army men in tanks and you have little army battles in the sand. And then, you know, the garden hose comes along. Oh my God, the dam has burst. There's a giant flood. You know, the battlefield's wiped out, right? So you, as a kid, you use your mind, you imagine things. You're creating scenarios. Now they're just like, boom, like Borgs watching the screen. Oh, just feed me, feed me, feed me. There's no creativity in it. They're just images coming at them 24/7. It's like a giant mental vacuum. And is taking control of their mind instead of spurring their mind to do something. That's why it's actually more intelligent when you listen to old-time radio, where they were acting out the old radio characters and radio shows, you know, versus today's movies that leaves very little to the imagination. So I've mentioned that website you can go to. I think it's called Zoot Radio. Let me check it. Yeah, it's called Zoot Radio, Z-O-O-T. Radio, and you can download all the old time radio shows from the 1920s through the 1950s and so on. It's called the Golden Age of Radio. And this is what people used to listen to when people were smart. You could listen to audio and then you could imagine everything in your mind. You paint the pictures. That's an active process. Instead of now, today, everything's just a passive process. You're just you're just a drooling consumer, and then all the information is coming in, but you have your Google phone, so you're tracked, has unique identifiers, so you're actually microchipped, even though just not yet under your skin, but you're just a mindless microchip consumer, and just believe all the lies, the fake broadcast from the fake Oval Office and the fake president and the fake windows and the fake scenes and the fake news, and fake history, fake science, fake pandemic. It's all fake. Yeah, but nobody can see through it because they're just zombies. That's the problem. Everybody's just passive now. Which is why I enjoy doing this audio format more than doing videos, because I can be more creative here. And I think it's actually more creative for you to listen to this than to watch a video, frankly. But when the power grid goes down and stays down for some period of time, all these people living in their virtual worlds, they're going to like come out of their apartments for the first time ever, stumbling around, eyes squinting because the sun is so bright. Oh my God, what is this place? You know, they'll think they've been teleported into some alternate universe. It's actually the only time they've been in reality. their alternate universe has been shut down. And now they're forced into reality. They're just going, oh, it's cold. You know, they won't even understand that you have to take care of your physical needs for shelter. You know, in South Korea, you know, there are kids that die from playing video games, right? They just play video games until they die. Literally, they just don't drink water, don't eat food, don't go to the restroom. And eventually they become so dehydrated, they just pass out and die while playing like World of Warcraft or whatever they play over there. And say, don't forget to live in the real world, folks. But then again, you and I grew up in the real world, so we don't have that problem. It's the younger generations now that are having trouble with it. That's about to change. There's going to be a real harsh lesson in reality coming real soon, I imagine. Anyway, that's my list of the 10 types of people who will be destroyed or dead starting in 2022. I'm not saying they're all going to die in 2022, but some of them will. These vaccine deaths are going to continue for at least a decade, and there will be tens of millions dead over that period of time, no question about it, in the United States alone. And if there's a grid down collapse or the global reset financial collapse or world war or any of these other things, then it's just going to get a lot worse very quickly, sadly. And again, I don't wish death upon anyone. I don't celebrate their deaths. I would love for people to be preppers. I would love for more people to be informed, aware, prepared, you know, to have the skills, to have the knowledge. I'd love teaching people about how to survive all of this, but it's only a small percentage of the population that's actually interested in that, for the reasons that we've already discussed today. So that's my list of 10 types of people, and I would say there's a different list we could do, the 10 types of people who will survive 2022, and it's basically you can just flip every one of the 10 points. It's like people who reject the mark of the beast, people who reject the booster shots, people who love prepping and who are engaged in prepping, you know, people who don't live in the cities, people who do have self-defense skills, people who do have assets and things other than just dollars or electronic assets, people who don't trust the false authority of the CDC and the media, and so on and so forth. Those are the people who are going to live, and I think that's people like you. So give yourself a thumbs up. You're in the staying alive category, going back to the Bee Gees. Staying alive, 2022. That I think, is the theme for 2022. Can you make it through? Yeah, well, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably way better prepared than 99 out of 100 people. So the answer is yes, you can make it through. We can make it through with this knowledge and with this foresight of what's coming. Not everybody's going to make it, and we pray for their souls and wish them well and try again, you know, try harder next time or whatever. You know, they're just not going to make it. Sorry.